If only life were all sweetness and light. If only things would just go to plan so that we can be healthy, wealthy, and wise. If only. But some days are dark days. So how do you get through those days? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The darkest of dark days happen when the good things we'd been anticipating fail to eventuate. Who, amidst the romance of their wedding day, expects that just a few years down the track, their marriage would be lying in ruins? Who expects for this beautiful baby born to them today to one day end up in a drug rehab program? Who expects, amidst the success of their career, to fall critically ill? What we need in those dark days is a strategy for getting through them. And God has a powerful strategy, albeit it's completely counterintuitive. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Figs mightn't grow on the fig trees, and grapes mightn't grow on the vines. Olives mightn't grow on the olive trees, and food mightn't grow in the fields. There might not be any sheep in the pens or cattle in the barns, but I will still be glad in the Lord and rejoice in God my Saviour. Yep, stuff happens. But in the midst of it, we can choose to live out a faith that defies our circumstances. Because through it all, we have Jesus, who died to pay for our sins, who rose again to give us eternal life. And that trumps anything and everything that life can throw at us. So when those dark days come, choose defiant faith. Choose nevertheless to be glad in the Lord and rejoice in God your Saviour, because that's His word fresh for you today. Friend, God means by His Spirit to cause your heart to rejoice even on the darkest of dark days. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.